Welcome to the show. Hi there.
Good morning, George.
Yeah, where are you calling
Hi,
from?
Hi, this is Dan from Modesto, California.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, I got a friend of mine. We used to hunt. I'm not into it anymore. And he went out one day and came back with the most frightful look on his face, and he swore that he'd seen Bigfoot. And we've heard this story so many times and over the years and over the years. Me and my friend Brian are the practical jokesters. So we decide on April 1st, we usually all go up to this place called Cherry Lake. There's this great point where I thought that I would get in this gorilla outfit that looked pretty much like Bigfoot. And when I heard them come around the corner, I was going to run across the road. That's all we were going to do.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I was going to ski by the cove that we're at in the gorilla outfit with the Bigfoot mask on and wave to him. And, you know, practical joke. April Fools, we got you.
Sure.
Well, I heard the car coming. I decided I'm going to go out a little bit early, started to run out, and I was like, you know, that doesn't sound like my friend's car. Well, too late. These people had come around the corner at a high rate of speed. I ran across the road, realizing it's not them. I hear the car lock them up. It's a big truck. You just hear the tires. Gunshots.
Oh, no.
Branches are breaking over the top of my
God.
I'm running for my life, scared to death. And I heard my friend finally come up behind. They're like, hey, what are you guys shooting at? What are you shooting at? And they're like, Bigfoot.
Oh, no.
My buddies are, oh, my God, that's our buddy. We're going to play a joke on my friend that's sitting right here. I ended up out in those mountains for about 7 or 8 hours. I was so afraid to come back out.
I don't blame you. Did these guys stop when your friends told them that this was a joke, or did they not believe them?
They didn't believe them.
I knew that.
How did you know that?
I don't know. I just had a funny feeling.
They turned their KCs on and started driving through the woods where there's no road and chasing me down that they were going to bag Bigfoot.
Now, your friends must have been going nuts.
They were cracking up, and a couple of them were really nervous, you know what I mean? And they were thinking about calling 911 because these guys are trying to kill me. At the end of the story,
God.
I ended up back out on the road in my underwear.
I don't blame you.
And they picked me up, and we went back and started talking about it, and I do not recommend anyone doing that where there may be rifles.
Take that costume off no matter what.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, I've always suspected that maybe some of these Bigfoot sightings were people like you who had a costume on and they were just playing around. But you know what? What a way to get killed.
Oh, man. You know, I never even thought of it. It never even crossed my mind that something like that might happen. I had this perfect joke lined out, and I was going to get him back, and it was going to be a great thing. I was going to water ski by the next day in the outfit, and we had the video cameras, and it went awry.
You got that right. The joke almost was on you.
Yeah, it was. I'll tell you, the branches were just right over the top of my head cracking, and yeah, that's kind of scary. They had dogs, too. Thank God they didn't let the dogs go.
Well, you're lucky they were bad shots.
Actually, yes, very lucky, and it was dark, and I thought that would be even safer, too, because it was dark, and I just wanted the headlights to catch me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got it. Okay, thanks.
Okay, George.
Bye. That's a great story.